Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adney, and we are excited to introduce you to our guest for today, which is Heather Stark. And Melissa, I'll let you introduce her.
Thank you. And yes, Heather Stark has been a friend, colleague of mine for a number of years, and we are excited to have her on the show here. She is a bookkeeping professional and business advisor and owns, as you can see by her background, Stark Business Services, living in upstate New York, and she is the mother of a wonderful four-year-old boy. And Heather, I'm just going to take a step back here, and I really want people to understand your story, your journey, and would love to ask you to share your hero's journey. What is that hardship that you have gone through in your life that's taken you from victim island, as we like to call it, and then overcoming it and brought you to now being in a place of solution city?
It's been quite a trip, that's for sure. So I actually used to be with the local chamber of commerce here where I live. And it was, you know, me being single, not having kids, running, attending events all the time, being a social butterfly. Just my job was pretty much to make friends and invite them to my parties. So that was my job in the business community. It was very fun. I got pregnant and went on maternity leave when I had my son. And the day before I was supposed to come back from maternity leave, the chamber says, "Oh yeah, by the way, you're in the office. It's an hour away from your house. It's an hour one way. You're in the office an hour away from your house, and you have to be in the office Monday through Friday." I had been remote for 2 years at that point. I hadn't been to the office except for the occasional staff meeting. So I couldn't handle that. I was not going to be 10 hours away from the newborn baby for every single day. I couldn't do it. So I started Stark Business Services. My son was 2 weeks old when I started taking additional courses and preparing myself to be able to own and operate the firm. So I was able to have that flexibility to take care of my son and also make an income. So that was great. And to this day, I still hire a lot of women who are in a similar predicament. It's very enriching for me to be able to offer that same opportunity to somebody else who's freaking out because they have to be away from the baby for that long. So, or just the kids in general. So I started my business when my baby was 2 weeks old, and things were going pretty well. Then my son got sick. So he was sick for a few weeks, and he got a rash all over his body, and then he lost all cognitive function pretty much overnight. Of course, I'm freaking out at this point. Like, my son just turned into a potato. So I didn't know why this happened. I didn't know what it was. He stopped being able to eat, and we went to a speech pathologist. Speech pathologists are the people who are not only responsible for speech therapy, but they also conduct swallow tests to see what kind of issues are there. And she noticed right off the bat that something wasn't right. So she referred me to what's called early intervention program for New York State. And I got my son evaluated, and he qualified for early intervention. So we were doing PT, OT, and speech. And this is on top of building a business that I'm doing this. And when he was two, he got diagnosed with autism. So we have been doing a lot of different methods to try to mitigate the symptoms that he has from that condition. So one of them being taking a holistic approach to his health.
Thank you.
And working with several different consultants to make sure that everything is addressed. So health issues, behavior issues, everything, because generally behaviors are the focus of treatment for that. So I wanted a bit more of a holistic approach, and I have hired so many different consultants, like to the point where I actually had someone do like a dousing of my house to release negative energy. Everything you can possibly think of, I've done. So people ask me, you know, why would you do all that stuff? Why wouldn't I? I'd be remiss not to. It's my job as his mother to make sure that he has the best shot he has, that he can have. So I didn't try to get more clients, and I still to this day have not marketed, but I built a very successful business all the while, you know, trying to do everything that I can for my son simultaneously. So of course I have these moments where I'm just the kind of tired you can't sleep off. I mean, I hope no one knows what I'm talking about, but I'm sure a few people do know what I'm talking about. So I was just all the time. It was all the time. I was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning before he got up in order to try to get some work done. He didn't sleep through one night until he was 21 months old. So I was putting in between 50 and 80 hours a week of work and taking care of him. I never slept. So that leads to kind of a mindset of, why is this happening to me? Like, why did I get put into this situation? I can't handle this. I'm so burnt out. I can't function. And it also led me to a point where I was feeling, I wouldn't say resentment per se, but I was definitely, I had the mindset that no one could help me. No one would help me. And I was by myself. So I had loneliness and overwork and all the things that are street names on Victim Island. So I had to figure out a way to change that for myself. One thing that I did find useful in that was just a series of little tiny things. So Rome wasn't built in a day. Like, it's not, oh, all of a sudden you just have this epiphany and you're fine. In a perfect world, yeah, that would be great. But that's not how it works. So a series of small changes and definitely asking for help from people along the way, you two included. So it's not that you can just change your mindset poof overnight. Sometimes it takes another voice saying, you know, stop. Like, the beginning of this call, like I got checked a little bit to make sure that I was in the right state of mind. So sometimes it just takes another person being like, hey, what are you doing? So that's been very helpful to me along the way. We still have everything going on that we've had going on before. I have a protocol list that is one page long for the herbals and gut health things and exercises and whatnot, all the things that we do for my son. But it's less overwhelming to me now because I'm able to balance that time and have the correct mindset. It's not, why is this happening to me? It's more of a, what can happen if I continue doing this? So I'm looking more toward the future and trying to enjoy what's going on now than like, woe is me. I don't want to be doing this. This is too much. The business is actually going good too, because in being able to, in my personal life, ask for help and assistance, I've also done that in my business life as well. So I have a habits coach. I have someone who specializes in working with business owners who have kids with special needs. I found that. And it was fun because I actually knew her from years ago and we reconnected. So it's just looking for resources to help with suggestions, because the power of suggestion, you suggest things to yourself all the time, and it's not always a good thing. Sometimes you're leading yourself down the wrong path and you need somebody else to say, you're telling yourself the wrong thing. Like, okay, go that Solution City is that way.
Right.
So I definitely have found that relying on other people and not trying to do everything on my own has been the most beneficial thing to me in my journey. It wasn't even anything that I did particularly myself. I mean, yes, I did it all myself. It was the people along the way who were kind of corralling me into into the right direction. So I'm very, very grateful to the people that I've met along the way and the resources that everyone has provided. Because in doing everything that I've done and talking to as many people as I have, research that I've done, I'm now able to be that person for someone else. If you checked out that hot mess like a year, 2 ago, you'd have been like, she's over there, victim island, like crying, sitting next to a campfire. So I definitely like that I have been able to gain this knowledge and be able to pass that along to other people who need it, because I needed it.
Yeah.
And I love how throughout that journey that you were on Victim Island, and yes, there's times when you're on Victim Island crying by the campfire. There was also times when you were on Victim Island still moving forward, looking at what was best for your son, and looking at that holistic approach and bringing in the different practitioners that could help you in order to be able to allow him to thrive and mitigate his symptoms, etc.
I was building my boat.
You were building your boat exactly at that stage. You weren't looking after yourself in that moment because your priority was your son. You were still moving forward in that regard. And then you got to a point where it was like, okay, now I got to look after me. And then you stepped into that. And that's when you had your boat, it was built, and you were then able to ride in it and come over to Solution City. And I know there's so many people that will relate to this story, because we're raised so often to be independent. And I'm one of them, where I thought it was a sign of weakness to be asking for help, that I should be able to do it all on my own. And the reality is we're never supposed to do this all on our own. And so kudos to you for, you know, figuring that out along the way. And to your point that you needed someone else to point things out to you. Yes, because we're running programming that is happening in the unconscious mind outside of our awareness. And that's why we can't do this alone, because we need other people to hold that up for us so that we can then realize, oh, that's what's going on, and then move forward.
And that's one of the things we teach in our, one of the skills we actually teach in our academy is interdependence. Because as Melissa said, the programming says that we got to do it all our own. And, you know, I'm a recovering perfectionist, that I got to do everything by myself, because if I don't do it, then it's never going to get done, or it's not going to be done the right way. And, you know, being a single mom of two, you know, it's like this matter of like, oh my gosh, I got to control the system. And really, you don't have to control the system. All you got to do is allow things to come. So kudos to you, Heather, for having that awareness piece, because that is huge. Majority of people don't even realize their own victim island. And, you know, you have that awareness that I'm there and I'm not going to have this pity party because I know it's not serving me, nor is it going to serve your son. Right. And as a mom, we know that we got to stay over here because like life's going to throw stuff at you. That's a given. Right. And that's the way it's designed, because it's here to teach us something. And I love that you're using that exact question, that how is this happening for me? Right? What am I supposed to learn here? And then you keep moving forward, because that's going to keep that momentum going. So I know you've answered this one question of how is your life or impact amplified since going through this hero's journey and acknowledging that all you've learned because of this hardship, that now you can help others. So the next thing I want to ask you is, was there like a one moment or like a breakthrough where you were able to look back on your journey with gratitude for having gone through it, despite it having been difficult at the time? So is there like,
I mean, it's every day when I look at the progress that my son is making, because he went from being a potato to like now he's running around, he's using communication boards, he's smiling, laughing, dancing, his favorite song is Happy and You Know It, and he can finally do clap, clap, stomp, stomp, hooray, all on his own. So he's very proud of that. But yeah, watching him every day is the all-encompassing kind of thing. But I did have a light bulb moment recently. One of my clients was saying to me that he's like, I'm sorry I haven't gotten you what you needed. I got exposed to mold and I have been just so sick. And I was like, wait, did you say mold? Which brought me to actually one of the first consultants I worked with. Her name is Melissa. She's right there. But my son, I was looking for, you know, anything that could be wrong with him physically. So we did a bunch of testing to try to identify like foreign things that might be in his system or allergies, things of that nature. So we found out he was allergic to dairy, not just like lactose, but everything with any kind of dairy derivative, including like goat, everything. So changed his diet there. But we also found high levels of mold. I then, being me, freaked out, ripped my house apart, found mold myself. Then I had the mold inspector come in and he found more mold. And by this point, I'm like freaking out bad because I'm like, oh my God, did I do this to him? Like I didn't even know. So I ended up having to have that remediated professionally by a mold remediation company. And then we had to work on, you know, getting it out of Dominic's system, out of my system, getting all the air purifiers, diet. Mold is nothing to mess with. So because I went through all of this, I was able to tell my client, like I introduced him to Melissa first thing. And I also was able to give him a list of resources of things that I used that I've previously researched. So he didn't have to go out there and, you know, while he's feeling like crap, go out there and try to research what air purifiers should I get for what space and, you know, what kinds of products should I be using in my home, that kind of thing. So I was able to just give him a bullet pointed list with links and here you go. Here's everything you need. So being able to do that for somebody else, because this was like months of me going through trying to figure out what I was going to do and what I was going to use and how I was going to do it. So being able to do things like that for other people, or to have, you know, other parents from school. Dominic goes to a special school for kids like he is, whether it be autism or other developmental delays. So I'll have other parents ask me questions and I'll be able to give them resources. I've taken tons of courses and things like that. So just being able to be that resource is just, it's awesome. I'm so happy for it.
Love that. And, you know, Stark Business Services comes with a whole lot of extra services on the side.
Yeah, who gets mold resources from their
exactly. Exactly. And other health resources, because you have done so much on the holistic side. And that's the beautiful thing that, you know, sets you apart, in that everything on this journey has happened for a reason and got you to where you're at here now today, into this place where you love being able to help others. And I know you also love to research. And so when you research, you go deep down the rabbit hole to get all the information for what's best for you, what's best for Dominique. And it's so wonderful that you've built this database of resources that is so broad and wide, and that you can now share that with anybody that comes into your life, whether it's, you know, somebody new that you're meeting as, you know, socially, or whether it's somebody coming in as a potential client. So absolutely love that, Heather.
And people that I talk to on a regular basis joke and they're like, Heather has an app for that.
Yeah. That's awesome. Love that. And yeah, that's, you know, such a great aha moment for you to realize in that moment, oh my goodness, I have everything you need for what you have going on in your life. And because you've done the work and you needed to do it because that's what showed up in your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he won't be the first person that shows up with that issue or another issue that you have the resources for. So love how generous you are with that. And so along those lines, Heather, what does amplify your impact mean to you? And how do you embody that every day?
Well, that's just it. Being able to help other people. That's kind of the long and short of it.
Yeah, one hand up, one hand down, right? You ask for help, you get it, and now you are able to help other people.
Yep. And I firmly believe that everything that we're put through in our lives is to not only enrich us as people, but allow us to be a resource for other people as well, so that they can become enriched. It's all just a big, giant circle. We should all be helping each other with what we know and what we're good at.
We're all connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to say start coaching services eventually. I don't know.
Well, I do some business advisory, but it's definitely more math oriented. We have goals, but they're math goals.
I'd like to
nerd out with me sometime. I can make you a spreadsheet.
Might just be a future, NLP and timeline therapy practitioner. I'm just going to plant that seed there because they always see you're very good at it. So,
Yeah, absolutely love how you show up and embody this every single day and how you choose to be in Solution City and show up from this place of service, because I know your life isn't easy. I know you're still a business owner with a very busy business, and you're still a mother to a 4-year-old child with special needs. And that's a juggle even when people have a child that doesn't have special needs. Yeah. And so it's even more of a juggle. And yet you choose to look at life from the perspective of being on Solution City and how this is happening for you and how you can be of service to others. And it's not to say you're perfect, because we know none of us is perfect. And there are times when you there's a curveball and then life happens and you get thrown back into, victim island. And then you realize that and you make your way back over to Solution City. I know
the awareness. And when I know I'm swimming back there, I got to be like, no, 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 turn around. Turn around. There's sharks.
Because it doesn't feel good. You know that, right? And that's the awareness piece. They're so in it, they don't even notice when they're there because they're so used to feeling that way. Right? I know when people go through timeline therapy the first time, which I'm sure that was the same for you, Heather, was, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so quiet. I don't even know what to do with all this quietness here. Like, it's so weird. Like, they're not used to this level of peace and relaxation, especially when they go into trance, because we don't offer ourselves that much, that often, because we're so into the busy, life. We need to do life all the time. We don't realize.
Monkey brain.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for sharing your story, because it is so inspirational, especially to other parents with children of special needs, for them to see how you look at life and how you support your son, how you support yourself now, right?
Yeah.
You've realized I can't do this on my own, and you've reached out and set yourself up for success by creating a support group around you for yourself so that you can show up and be your best version of yourself, both in your business and as a mom and a partner. So absolutely love that, Heather. And if somebody wants to learn a little bit more about your Stark Business Services that comes with all sorts of other support.
I always tell people therapy is included in
exactly.
Accounting services.
Exactly. Stark Business Services Plus.
Right.
How can they get hold of you?
So I do have a website. I have LinkedIn. I prefer that people email me. That's my best form of communication. And I also call me, text me. I'm around.
So we'll put all of that contact information in the show notes as well. However, if you want to just say your website and your email address for the audience, that would be
It's very long. I did not think this one through. Okay. I just was starting a business with a 2-week-old. So my email is info@starkbusinessservices.com. And my website is starkbusinessservices.com with every S in the world in it.
Yeah. Perfect. And it's easy for people to remember, especially if they are watching this on YouTube, because you've got your beautiful banner right there behind you. And as
Stark is spelled S-T-A-R-K-E.
Yes.
Like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
There you go.
Iron Man.
Love it.
Beautiful. So as we wrap this episode, Heather, is there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience?
Essentially, positive attitude and use your resources.
Yeah, I love that.
That's your key to everything. But, like, stay positive and use what you've got.
Exactly why we created Clear the Screen is, like, you know, if you could put up the horror show, you literally can clear the screen and I'll put up the love story, right? It's just a choice. It's a shift in thought. And so I love that. That's, you know, and yeah, resources. Who knew that there's resources out there that we can actually make our lives easier, right?
And if you don't, if the resources you've got aren't helping you, then reach out and ask for help.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Because someone else will have what you need, right, Heather?
Yep. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your time, for coming onto the show, sharing your story, and kudos to you for the path that you've come and how, and choosing to live on Solution City, the journey you've come through, because you are such an amazing individual and a shining light for what others can step into. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And to the audience, if this episode has inspired you or you know someone that needs to hear it, please share it with them. And if anybody wants to learn more about Stark Business Services, don't forget to reach out to Heather at info@starkbusinessservices.com.
Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.